91X News.
It's 22 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Today's ribbon-cutting ceremony marks a new beginning for Palmer Road, formerly rated the fourth worst road in Ontario by a CAA online vote. Major renovations to the road were completed October 7th and include a new left turn lane onto Moyer Street and a new sidewalk on the west side. Mayor Neil Ellis hopes that these new renovations will change the CAA's mind.
It was kind of a fun ribbon cutting, and we're going to send a picture to CAA and say, here, we don't want to be on your list anymore. So that's part of today. We usually don't cut ribbons for roads, and since this road's got some media publicity, we just thought it would be kind of a fun day to cut the ribbon and get the construction guys here.
The project, which was carried out by Coburg Development Services Limited, cost around $2.4 million. One person is dead and at least two others are injured after construction crane collapsed at York University in Toronto. Emergency Medical Services is confirming that one person at the scene has died. Spokesperson Peter McIntyre says one of the injured is being taken by air ambulance to Sunnybrook Hospital and another is being taken by a land ambulance. He says it's not immediately clear how exactly how many victims there are, but there could be as many as three or four. It's not immediately known what caused the crane to collapse at a construction site on the university campus. Loyalist College students are back to the polls this week. Full-time students will be voting to elect three new members of the student government. Office manager Nancy Simpson says voting is easier than ever.
What we've done is we've put all of the candidate profiles on our website so students can log in anytime and see all of the candidates that are running.
The website is loyaliststudents.com. Voting began Tuesday and ends this Thursday at 4 p.m. Iran is rejecting U.S. claims that Iran was involved in a plot to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador to Washington. IRNA, the official Iranian news agency, calls the accusations by the U.S. Justice Department as America's new propaganda scenario against Iran, without elaborating. The Justice Department accuses agents of the Iranian government of involvement in a plot to assassinate the Saudi Arab ambassador to the United States with help from a suspected member of a Mexican drug cartel. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said Tuesday that U.S. would hold Iran accountable. Two people, one of them a member of Iran's Special Operations Unit known as Quds Force, were charged with a New York federal court. The head of the public hearings in the Robert Picton serial killer investigation says the inquiry must examine whether marginalized women are truly equal. Commissioner Wally Alpral says part of his task will be to examine if society's most vulnerable women are treated equally by the police and the law, and whether it's acceptable to allow those women to disappear. The hearings will examine why police failed to stop Picton as he murdered impoverished sex workers from Vancouver's downtown east side. That's 91X News at 2:03. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Colby Lewis and Doug Pfister square off tonight in game three of the American League Championship Series. Lewis hopes to give the Texas Rangers a 3-0 lead over the Detroit Tigers in the series. A Nelson Cruz walk-off grand slam in the 11th inning last night gave the Rangers the 2-game lead. The Ottawa Senators' home opener is tonight against the Minnesota Wild. After two straight losses to open the season, the Sens look to bounce back against former Senator Danny Heatley and the Wild. The Montreal Canadiens continue to receive bad news on the injury front. Forward Michael Camilleri is expected to miss between 10 days and 2 weeks after his leg was cut by a skate on Sunday. Defenseman Yaroslav Spacek could be out up to 3 weeks with an upper body injury. The Napanee Raiders are in action tonight. They play host to the Amherstview Jets, who currently have the worst record in the league. Puck drops at 7:30 in Napanee. A new era has begun in Denver. According to a member of the Broncos organization, Tim Tebow will take over as the starting quarterback after the team's bye week. That leaves Kyle Orton on the outside looking in after struggling to start the season. The NFL has announced the first outdoor Super Bowl in a cold weather city. On February 2, 2014, the New Jersey Meadowlands will be the host for the big game. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy this evening, low of 13. Wednesday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 18. Wednesday night, cloudy, 40% chance of showers early in the evening, showers beginning in the evening, low 12. It's 23 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.